everything went pretty well. We didn't have any major incidents. We had some good cases that we made involving deer that were taken illegally. There was some tag swapping, people using other people's tags, stuff like that that we always get, but it went really well, and it seemed to be a little bit slower than it normally is.
I know the harvest, at least from the IDNR, as you mentioned, I think the harvest about 3,000 less than a year ago statewide. Did you need to offer maybe some reminders heading into the second and final firearm weekend?
I would just remind hunters to ensure that their stands that they're using are safe. If they didn't check them during the first season, make sure that they check them before they go out this season, and make sure the straps are all good and that everything's secured in place, and make sure you're wearing your safety harnesses so you don't have any unfortunate incidents like falling out of a tree stand, because that's completely preventable. Make sure that you have all your permits and the proper permits with you. One issue that we have is guys and gals are using the wrong tags. They tend to all look the same, especially if you buy over the counter. So make sure that you're looking at them to ensure that you have the proper tags with you, and that you're putting the proper tag on the deer, and that you're utilizing the private or the proper tag to check it in.
And then as far as weather conditions, I know pretty dry the 20th through the 22nd of November, the first weekend, and it doesn't look like weather is going to be an issue at all this weekend, December 3rd through the 6th. What does that mean, if anything, as it relates to deer hunting opportunity and, I guess, deer hunting safety?
Well, when the weather's nicer, we tend to have more hunters out, but it tends to make the deer move a little slower. They don't move as much during the day if it's warmer. So actually, a little bit colder weather would probably be better for the hunters. The one thing that I cautioned the last season was doing deer drives. Hunters tend to get a little frustrated when the deer aren't moving, so they do deer drives and push them. And you just need to be very careful with doing deer drives. We have every year throughout the state, we have accidents involving deer drives where someone shoots at a deer, it's a pass-through, or it misses the deer, and it might hit another hunter, might hit a house. You have to be sure of the location of your hunters and your blockers that are on the ground or in stands, and you need to be aware of what your surroundings are and look past the deer that you're shooting at and think through your shot before you take it, because it can be a safety issue, especially on a deer drive.